In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A man called his mother in Florida. "Mom, how are you doing?" he asked. "Not too good," she said. "I've been very weak." Alarmed, the son said, "Why are you so weak?" "Because I haven't eaten in 38 days. "What? Why haven't you eaten in 38 days? She replied, "Because I don't want my mouth to be full when you finally call to talk." Deacon Kevlar didn't think that was appropriate. As you know, I choose my jokes carefully, and this seemed like a good introduction to this sermon titled Motherhood Calling. Because while moms are always tempted maybe to use guilt or guilt trips, it's a common trope, let's try to understand why. It's just the flip side of a fierce and long-suffering love which raised us all. Moms wait for us to call because they waited 9 months carrying us in the womb. They carried us another year until we could walk. They wait through years of uninterrupted, 4 years for uninterrupted sleep. And many wait, I'm told, their entire lives to stop worrying about their kids. Motherhood calling, indeed. And like every calling for Christians, this is a cross-shaped calling. It's long-suffering, but it leads to glory. And this motherhood calling is unique in how it partners with God in bearing and raising up sons and daughters for his kingdom. So today I want to honor that calling, not with sentimental greeting card language, but with scripture, where this vocation is woven into the very story of salvation. Who was the first mother? It was Eve, of course. Her name actually means the mother of all living. And even after the fall, when brokenness entered her and into the world, God entrusted her with life. And from her line, down through the generations, came Mary, the mother of our Lord, who said, as you know, the most important yes that was ever said in human history. "Be it unto me according to your word," said Mary. "I don't know what is going to happen. I don't know how I can measure up. I don't know if I'm strong enough, but yes." And every mother since then has echoed that yes in their own way. Not always with words, sometimes surely with tears, sometimes with whispered prayers, sometimes with fierce protection, sometimes sure a little guilt, but always with love. And that love, like all real love, like Christ's love, comes with a cost. As we said, a mother's love is the first love, and that love wounds her. It wounds her body in childbirth, wounds her sleep for many years, wounds her heart every time a child suffers or struggles or strays, and yet her calling is to keep loving and keep giving. And this is why the church has always seen motherhood as an icon of God's own love. Isaiah says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." Jesus himself, as you probably know, compares himself, his longing for his people, like a mother hen gathering her chicks under her wings. God uses the image of a mother because there's nothing on earth more persistent, more sacrificial, more unconditional in his love. But here's the part that we forget. This isn't just a motherhood calling of the past. It's about the calling right now, in the present, and in the future, what God is doing through mothers right here and now. And some mothers today are joyful, and some might be grieving, and some are probably exhausted, and some are praying for children who have wandered, and some are carrying guilt, and some are carrying hope, and some are carrying both at the same time. Some women I'm sure, in here long to be mothers, but have not been given that gift. And yet other women, they have been mothers spiritually, godmothers, grandmothers, teachers, mentors, faithful women who have shaped lives without ever giving birth themselves. And all, though, share the cross and the calling of motherhood. And so today, I want to offer three blessings, and I hope you'll join me, and prayers of encouragement for all of them. First, may God bless their sacrifice and your sacrifice. Nothing any of us do in love is forgotten, we're promised. And certainly not what mothers do. Not at one sleepless night, not one prayer, not one meal cooked, ride given, diaper changed, worry carried. And so we honor that. May God bless it. Second, may God strengthen your calling. Do not mother alone. Surround yourself in God's word and grace, of course, but also surround yourself with the people that God has called together at St. Haghope so that we can offer each other support and grace. And third, may you let God complete what you cannot. And this is for every mother and every father. Eventually, we learn the hard truth that we can't control our children's life, protect them from every hurt, guide them on every choice, but God can go where you can't. And so our calling is to instill and to be faithful. God's calling is for completion in his good time. And so today, we honor mothers not because they're perfect, but because they love in a way that reflects God's perfect love. And we honor the mothers who raised us, those raising children now, all women, godmothers, grandmothers, teachers, nurses, aunts, and friends who nurture life in others. And we also, of course, honor the memory of mothers who now rest in the Lord, but whose love not only surrounds us, but is a part of us. In a word, may God bless all those women who said yes to the motherhood calling, taking on that awesome responsibility of nurturing life and partnering with God in bearing and raising sons and daughters of his kingdom, now and always, and to the ages of ages. Amen.